Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the RSWM Limited Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. Avinash Bhargava, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Surinder Gupta, VP Legal and Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature, based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Avinash Bhargava for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Can I start now?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you all for joining us today for the RSWM Limited Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call. We appreciate your presence and are grateful for your time. We kindly request that you take a moment to familiarize yourself with our investors' presentation, which can be accessed conveniently on our official website as well as to the stock exchange. Throughout our conversation during the call, we may refer to this presentation, so we encourage you to review the accompanying safe harbor statement included within it. First, we would talk about textile sector outlook. Allow me to provide you with a brief overview of the current state of the Indian cotton market. The Indian cotton market has demonstrated resilience in the face of lower global cotton prices, maintaining marginally higher prices in the fourth quarter of FY23. With an average price of 174 rupees per kg, this can be attributed to lower arrivals and revised downward estimates of India's cotton production. In the same period, the premium of cotton over US cotton reduced to rupees 6 per kg compared to rupees 17 per kg in the previous year, primarily due to increased arrivals and correction in global cotton prices. Presently, Indian cotton is trading at premium of rupees 4 per kg. As the sowing season approaches, there is an anticipated improvement in cotton arrivals. However, cotton prices are expected to remain within a certain range, with a stronger inclination towards buying at lower prices. Notably, during Q4 FY23, there has been a YOY decline of 20.3% in cotton prices and 18.7% in yarn prices. Additionally, the cotton yarn spread witnessed a decline of 15.9% on YOY basis and 13.3% on QOQ basis, reaching rupees 105 per kg. This decline in prices is expected to have positive impact on the overall textile value chain as cotton prices gradually correct, resulting in increased demand. Spinners margins are also anticipated to expand in the upcoming quarter due to the introduction of lower cost inventory and prices nearing parity with global rates. Consequently, we can expect improved margins across various segments, including yarn, fabric, garment, and home textiles. These gains will be driven by enhanced operating leverages and sequentially improved gross margin due to increased utilization. recently, cotton cotton has impacted with 11% import duty from 1st April 2022. Area under cotton increased this year 124 lakh hectare to 130 lakh hectare. Cotton crop likely to be around 320 lakh bales. Cotton prices dropped by almost 20% from the last year and 40% supply of cotton is yet to come. Saima has appealed to Finance Minister to exempt from 11% duty on imports. This is promising quarter going forward. During the fourth quarter, January to February, there was a significant improvement in the export of cotton yarn, while there was a YOY decrease of 47.9%. It is important to note that this was mainly attributed to factors such as weakening demand and India's cotton trading at a premium over global prices, making exports less viable. However, there was a noteworthy sequential increase of 51.3% in cotton yarn exports during Q4. The growth was primarily driven by spinners, benefiting from a relatively favorable cost structure and an earthquake in Turkey. At the end of fourth quarter, India's cotton prices have become more competitive as they have softened, leading to increased arrivals. Although demand across the value chain remained subdued, these prices adjustments provide opportunities for improvement. Additionally, post-COVID-19 pandemic data revealed a decline in U.S. imports of cotton sheets and towels during January-February 23. Nevertheless, India's market share has shown remarkable improvement in both categories with a significant rise of 769 basis points in cotton sheet and an impressive increase of 688 basis points in cotton towels. As a result, home textile firms can anticipate higher volumes and enhanced utilization. This positive trend can be attributed to the recovery of export demand and U.S. retailers optimizing their inventory. Going forward, FY23, the Indian textile sector experienced a challenging yet promising fiscal year 2023. Despite geopolitical tensions and rising raw material costs, the industry demonstrated resilience and achieved stability. RSWM, a multi-product company, a multi-market company, remains cautiously optimistic and continues to pursue its strategic expansion plan. With a strong financial position, diverse product offering, and a dedicated workforce, RSWM is well prepared to operate efficiently even in challenging environments. The company's commitment to adding value to all stakeholders, including employees and investors, is unwavering. By prioritizing sustainable practices and maintaining a customer-centric approach, RSWM strives to deliver strong results and establish itself as a trusted partner in the textile industry. Just for a minute. Moreover, the Indian government's initiative to position India textile hub and pursue free trade agreements with major economies have instilled confidence in the industry. These efforts highlight a favorable business environment and provide opportunities for growth and expansion. Recently, we have organized Ignite 2026, paving the path to growth for RSWM Limited. RSWM Limited recently hosted Ignite 2026, a two-day leadership program aimed at shaping our path to success. The program brought together our esteemed chairman and managing director, joint managing director, business head for all businesses, chief operating officers of all plants, CFO, CHRO, chief information officer, and marketing head for fruitful discussion, problem solving, and strategic brainstorming. We are thrilled to announce the development of a robust progress tracking system. This system will enable us to measure and monitor our quarterly progress on agreed action plans. We have made action plan for each operational head, each business head, chief financial officer, CHRO, CIO, marketing head, CMD and GMD and all, ensuring that we stay on track even during challenging times like financial year 23. By leveraging the system, we are confident in our ability to optimize resources, enhance performance, and achieve our strategic objectives. With our dedicated leadership team at the helm, we are poised to growth, overcoming obstacles, and propelling RSWM Limited towards a prosperous future filled with success and innovation. During this Ignite 2026, we have invited Arun Govil of Ramayana as business motivational speaker. Financial performance highlights for RSWM in FY23, our global income remained stable at ₹3,789 crores despite weak demand in the later half and subdued export market. We successfully managed these challenges. Consolidated EBITDA for the year was 340 crores, reflecting our focus on cost management, although down 27% from FY22, which was amounting to ₹464 crores. We effectively mitigate the impact of higher raw material prices and lower export demand. EBITDA margin stood at 9% in FY23, indicating our ability to sustain profitability, while lower than 12.2% achieved in FY22. Our diligent cost optimization and pricing strategy helped maintain a strong margin. In regard to the Q4 FY23 results, on YOY basis, we achieved a consolidated total income of 997 crores, representing a decrease of approximately 12%. Similarly, our EBITDA stood at 89 crores, representing a decrease of approximately 37.5%. The EBITDA margin of Q4 FY23 was 9.28% compared to 12.67% in the corresponding Q4 FY22. We operated in a thriving business environment characterized by increased demand and the ability to successfully offset higher raw material prices. In terms of sequential performances on QOQ basis, Q4 FY23 demonstrated an impressive 15.3% growth in the total income and remarkable threefold increase of approximately 3.1x in EBITDA compared to Q3 FY23, indicating positive signs of revival. Furthermore, as part of our ongoing effort to strengthen our balance sheet, we have maintained a strong debt equity ratio for FY23 with a modest increase in overall debt levels by 1,103 crores compared to FY22. Alongside our operational achievements, we are thrilled to announce that board has approved a dividend of ₹5 per share pending shareholders' approval. In closing, I would like to highlight that Q4 FY23 showed encouraging signs of recovery, and we are optimistic that this positive trend will continue throughout FY24, leading to further improvement in demand. Now, I am available to answer any questions you may have. Please feel free to ask, and I will be more than happy to assist you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Mr. Abhijit Wagmare from Value Growth Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on the decent set of numbers.
Thank you so much.
Sir, I have a couple of questions. Firstly, what is our plan of action for the next business in FY24? And also, how is it progressing currently? My what second question is, hello? What is our plan of action for next business in FY24?
Okay. Actually, net business, we could not stabilize in this financial year 23, but we are targeting that we should be able to produce 400 metric ton production, which is the plant capacity of this knitting plant.
Okay, sir. My next question is, what has helped you to sell more in quarter four versus quarter three? And how are you seeing this demand shaping up in the next 1 to 2 quarters?
Please repeat your question.
What has helped you to sell more in quarter four compared to quarter three? And how are you seeing this demand shaping up in the next 1 to 2 quarters?
You know that last quarter always in textile remains very good. That's why all marketing persons try to reduce their stock level to the minimum. That was the only reason. And we as a team tried a lot to maintain our profitability to the level of at least Q1 22-23. We could not, but yes, we could achieve in a big way.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of A.M. Lodha from Sanmati Consultants. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, Bhargav sahab.
Namaskar, Loda sahab. Kaise hain aap?
Bas badhiya hai, Bhargav sahab. Pehle to sir, aap, I have got three questions. Number one question, you have got two division. One is man-made fiber division and another is denim division. So, abhi sir, man-made fiber division ki capacity utilization kya hai? Aur denim ki capacity utilization kya hai?
You know that till December, we, including all textile players, were not able to utilize their fullest capacity.
Okay.
But we are informed that from January 23, we internally decided that we will use our fullest capacity of all the spinning, whether denim, whether net cloth. We could not able to reach at the design of this knitting business, but in all other businesses like denim and yarn, we are running at full capacity.
Okay.
There is no shutdown of any plant.
I am not talking of shutdown, sir. I am talking of the capacity utilization, percentage of capacity utilization.
Our capacity utilization is full, 100% capacity utilization.
In March quarter, it is running. March it is run. And looking to the order position of the next financial year, how it looks like?
You know, in textile, no one can run on order booking position. We run these plants approximately in 60-40 ratio. 60% is based on order booking and 40% is based on commodity.
Okay, sir. My next question is regarding expansion. Last year, we had did some expansion in the one of our units. And in current year, we are also doing the further expansion. So what is the position of the expansion in current year? When it is likely to be completed?
I will talk to you location-wise.
Okay.
First location under expansion was Kharigram plant, wherein we invested for 30,000 respinders. These 30,000 respinders are running at its full capacity.
Okay.
These additional 30,000 respinders are running at full capacity. And
okay,
we expanded in denim business. The expansion was sheet dyeing as well as spinning also. This had made operational in 2023, and these expansion also are being run at full capacity. And knitting was the third expansion. Expansion knitting is operational, but we have some initial issues, and we hope that in this H1 we will be able to run at full capacity at knitting plant. Last expansion was at Lodha plant, which was about 315 crore, 51,000 spindles plant.
Yes, sir.
The production of this plant is yet to come.
When it is likely to be completed, sir?
Likely period must be somewhere in the month of September, or you can say from 1st of October. That is our plan.
We have raised the right issue money raised is being used in this expansion. Am I right? Right issue money.
Not like that.
Okay.
We have used the money as per the time given for right issue.
Okay. So what is the purpose of doing the right? How that money has been utilized?
It is very clear in the document itself. And again, your question is valid, and I will explain you. We have repaid our long-term borrowings, which has reduced our term loan interest, number one. Number two, we have taken this money for long-term working capital. And third, use it for the margin money for some of the expansion. Not exactly for all these expenses.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. I will be in queue. My small request, sir. Mr. Sharma, I think managing director is Mr. President or managing director is Mr. Sharma. Somebody is there.
Joint managing director is Mr. V.F. Sharma.
Why he is not attending the con call? He should be on the con call when the company is doing all Manthan and Chintan and all calling the Arun Goyal and all these people. Why he is afraid of, last time he was not well, therefore he left, he has not attended the con call. Normally in case of DCM Sriram Industries and all other owner himself, Bharatram himself, they are attending the con call and giving the reply to the question. At least MD of the company should be on the con call. This is my request. You tell the management that he should be on the con call.
If the MD would have been able to join this, but there are certain because of that he could not join. And if you have any question for Mr. B.M. Sharma,
you can raise these questions on email also. I will give you his email ID.
Okay, surely, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you again for the good set of number. Wish you very, 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 very best of in FY24 and FY25, sir.
Thank you, Lona, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vinita Kapoor, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving me the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. There is an other income of 41 crore for the quarter. Is this for the full year or the quarter? And out of which 13 crore is insurance. So can you give me the balance amount? And my second question is, in the unallocable expenses, there is 42.77 in the segmental P&L. So if you can give me the breakup of 42.77 crores.
Okay. First, I will explain you one by one.
Okay, sir.
This 13.60 crore, I think amount is okay. 13.60 yes. crore is related to insurance claim.
Correct.
It is related to damage of damage because of fire at Denim, and the book value of the asset damage was much lesser than this by amount, and therefore the differential amount is classified or accounted for in other income. This is the differential amount of claim and WDV of the machine.
Okay, sir. And so the segmental P&L?
You can write this question.
Okay.
And it, because this explanation will be detailed more, and therefore I would prefer to reply you on mail. I will give you a detailed reply for that.
So one more question. The yarn, 30,000 spindles, which was supposed to be cotton Milan yarn. So are you running all 30,000 spindles in as Milan yarn or grey yarn?
Okay, it's very good question. You know that nowadays this Milan yarn business is giving like anything. Milan yarn across country is not able to perform well, whether any company, you can quote any company. They are not doing well. Therefore, because of this prudently, we opted for using these 30,000 spindles initially for polyester cotton melange, and now we have decided that these 30,000 spindles will be used for cotton melange now.
So one last question, in the cash flow, consolidated cash flow, there's an interest income of 22.48 crores. So can you please give the breakup of the same?
Yes, this interest income is from customers as well as refund of income tax, interest on income of interest on income tax refund. This is the cumulative amount.
Okay. Can you give the breakup of that, sir?
You want number?
Yes, sir.
It is about 40-60%. 40% is related to this income tax refund, and 60% is related to interest from customers.
Okay, sir. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you so much, Vinita.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Avinash Nahata from Parami Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, Avinash. Fortunately, identical name.
So, my question relates to the spread. Give us a sense on the spread of a typical grade, base grade of yarn as far as cotton and yarn spreads are considered. What was the exit quarter? What was the average for the quarter? Or March mein jab humne exit kiya, kya tha? If you can give us a sense as of now in the month of April, May, what has been the spreads? And slightly historical data also, what has been the peak spreads and what has been the worst spread and what is the average spread?
Okay. You are talking about prices of yarn?
Yeah, yarn and cotton spread.
We would not be able to talk about spread. We will be able to talk about average realization of gray dyed
which is there in the presentation.
Not, it is not there in the presentation, I think. It is there. Okay. That is what we can give you. It would not be okay if we would be able to give you the spread for our company.
Sir, in industry ka spreads bataiye ki when the spreads were good, what was the average spread industry enjoyed? What is the, on an average spread, you can talk about the industry spreads.
We can talk about prices in the market of polyester spun yarn in Surat market and cotton or polyester spun yarn in Ludhiana market and export market we can discuss. But spread, we would not be able to discuss here.
Okay, what is the reason of lower arrival of cotton? And what has been the price movement of, we have heard that the prices have come below 60,000. So if you can comment on the arrivals and prices of cotton.
We also are trying to understand that what is the reason, but what I could understand is these trade platforms are playing a lot.
Sorry?
These trade platforms, jo finance kar rahe hain, those are financing to the intermediaries and farmers.
Mm-hmm.
This could be one reason. So the farmers were able to hold, or you can say mediators have hold these stocks by getting finance from these trade platforms.
Mm.
That could be one reason. And really, it is unpredictable. Cotton prices are unpredictable. These came down even below 60,000 now. And if we will take the market feedback, it may go down further for 1,000 or 2,000 rupees. And then we feel that these prices should stabilize around 57,000 per candy.
Sorry, your voice cracked. What are the prices now and what was the exit quarter, March quarter?
59,000 per candy.
Okay. And you are saying the chances are that it could soften further by another 1,000, 2,000 per candy.
Little, it can soften little. But it is really unpredictable. Earlier we were expecting that this will not go below 62,000, but still our predictions went wrong.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Naitik Mohata from Sequent Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my first question would be regarding yarn prices. So what were the average cotton yarn prices in quarter four and what kind of prices are we seeing now? If you could help me with that.
average yarn, average cotton yarn prices were 354 rupee per kg for domestic and 366 or 370 rupee per kg in case of export. Around 15 rupees delta in export and domestic.
Okay, and sir, what is the yarn price right now, like in April, May?
This is the reduction of recent reduction of polyester staple fiber. You are talking about cotton only, na?
Yeah, cotton, 30 count cotton.
Yes, because of fall in further fall in cotton prices, it will go down further.
Okay.
Customers are ready to place their orders, and they are expecting more reduction in cotton price so that they will gain better negotiation power.
Yes, you mean they are expecting more reduction in yarn prices as well?
Yes, it may go further, but further down, but by 7th of this June, we feel that everything should get stabilized and it should not go down further.
Okay. And sir, regarding this supply of cotton...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Naitik. May we request that you use your handset, please, for optimum audio quality. Thank you.
Yeah. So, sir, my question is regarding this late deliveries on the market for cotton, and everywhere we are reading about farmers were trying to hold cotton for a long period of time so that they could enjoy the prices that they did last year. And in your opening remarks, you somewhere commented that 40% of supply is yet to come. So could you just elaborate a little more on that?
Yes. 40% supply is yet to come in the market. It may lead to further reduction in cotton prices, but we feel that it should not go for more reduction than this 1,000, 1,500 or 2,000 rupees.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mr. Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Namaskar, sir. Hello?
Yes, Mr. Saket, you can go ahead.
Sir, you can hear me? Hello?
Yes, sir. We can
yes,
hear
please.
You. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, sir.
And your voice is... Voice is clear, sir.
Mr. Saket Kapoor, there is disturbance from the line.
There is disturbance from the background.
Now, am I audible now, sir?
Yes.
Okay. May I continue, sir?
Yes, please.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, sorry, sir, I joined late, so any repetition, please pardon me. Sir, when we look at for this quarter, if we exclude the other income component, that includes, I think, so the reversal from the insurance part and two line items, then operationally the numbers are we have not done exactly well for operationally. So that understanding is correct, sir, for this quarter also.
Yes, to some extent it's correct. But after all, you have to consider all income.
Ah, sir, but 40 crore is a big amount, sir. If we remove the 13.6 and 20.6, that is around 30.
If the income is coming, we have to.
No, sir. My point was only regarding the operational income. It is not an operational income.
Obviously, the difference of this one-time income and total income will be the operational income. The operational income is not as good as it was.
Correct, sir. Sir, and also if you could explain, sir, our... Yeah, please. Fully.
Much better than 2-3.
Okay, sir. Okay, coming to the point firstly on the business environment, sir. When you look at the slide wherein you have mentioned about the prices for the... For the different varieties of yarn which we sell, yeah. Sir, awaaz mil rahi hai?
No, it's not clear. No. Not clear.
Okay, sir, then
you have to repeat your question.
Okay, sir. Sir, what I was referring to is the average price realization chart, which you have mentioned on slide number 11, wherein you have mentioned about the prices and the trend in the prices. So when we look at the trend from Q3 to Q4, prices for grey yarn, prices for dyed yarn, prices for denim, cotton grey yarn, and melange yarn, everything has declined for the fourth quarter. So, hello?
Except this cotton yarn.
It has gone up from 242 to 244. Two rupees changes there.
241 to 253.
Okay, sir. So, sir, what are the current exit price? What are the current realizations, sir? If you could give us some color, okay.
Current realization of various counts of
I can discuss.
In Surat market, the polyester spun yarn prices have been increased by rupees 2 to 3 on 30s count. It is 142 to 143 and 142 to 143 plus GST, and 40s count is rupees 157, 158 plus GST. Right? In Ludhiana, 30s count polyester spun yarn is 153 to 162 rupees per kg including GST. At 40s count PC comp 48 by 52, it is around 217 to 230 including GST. And at 30s count PC card 6535, it is around 202 to 212 including GST.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yes, sir.
And so, sir, there is a mixed trend in Ludhiana cotton yarn market. At 30s count cotton comb, it is 278 with GST inclusive. 20s to 25 count, it is 268 to 278 rupees per kg, including GST. And at 30s count carded yarn, It is around 278 to 287.
If you could just give me the ballpark understanding of how the realizations have moved, that would work, and then I'll take the details separately from you. But if we take the mix which we have for the yarn part, how post the exit of the March quarter, how have the realizations shaping up?
Actually, the price realization depends on, or all depends on raw material prices. All textile
right.
markets are depending upon raw material prices. When the raw material prices go down, the realization will go down. When it is an upward trend, the price realization will go up. That's the whole story of this yarn market.
Right, sir. Sir, so coming to my next question, sir, when we look at our investment for BG Power for a consideration of 5 crore, if you could explain to us, how is this investment going to benefit, and what was the rationale? It was already a company in our fold, so why was this initiative taken?
Actually, there will be, there is a circular of the state government that certain benefits are allowed on captive, if we have the captive power plant.
Okay, sir.
So to take these advantages, we have taken this acquisition of VGWIN, and with this we have some incentive in power rate. That is the rationale of acquisition of BGWIN.
Okay, sir. Because, sir, With this acquisition, the debt on the book of BG Power will also get consolidated. So if you could give us some color with 5 crore acquisition, how is the balance sheet going to change with in terms of the debt profile also?
Okay. The repayment, this agreement between two companies, the repayment of loan is in waterfall mechanism. In consolidation, there will be clusters, but in when we will prepare standalone balance sheet of RSWM, it will not affect. It will not affect the ratio.
When we'll go for consolidation, sir, what will be the impact?
Actually, this company has not been merged.
Okay. No, it is not about merger, sir. When it will be a subsidiary, we will be consolidating it. I think so. We have acquired 100% of the shares in BG Power.
100% share.
Hello?
Yes. This is 100% subsidiary company.
That is the reason. Then we will be consolidating their debt also in our book. So I was just trying to understand what would be the impact.
There will not be any impact because there are the assets also.
Okay. Sir, lastly, two more points. So the group went for Ignite 2026 conference wherein the growth strategy for the group as a whole was discussed. So, if you could give us some highlights for what have been envisaged for RSWM, and also, sir, there is an understanding in the press in the investor presentation about sustainable fashion has been mentioned. So, what kind of opportunity are we in sustainable fashion?
Okay.
What I'll do, sir, I joined from the other number so that I would be much audible. I'll just disconnect from here.
I would like to, if you will see this one magazine, Apparel Views.
Okay.
If you are able to see this, or otherwise I can send to the page number 46 of this. Mr. Brajmohan Sharma, Joint Managing Director, RSWM Limited, has talked about textile industry. The title is talked about sustainability, and the title is textile industry goes green. Sustainability becomes the new black. I will send this note. I will try to explain that how we are doing sustainability in RSWM. When you will see this RSWM balance sheet. See that BRSR report within this, right? You can see a lot about sustainability in previous year's balance sheet and this year balance sheet also, and you will kindly appreciate that we had adopted this BRSR 1 year prior to this implementation. So in a way, there was a pre-adoption of this BRSR, and about sustainability, we are doing a lot for waste management. Like, we are purchasing the PET bottles from the market, and we are converting the same into the fiber, and then with this fiber we are manufacturing around 3,200 metric tons of polystretchable fiber, and we are consuming within RSWM. Then we are manufacturing the polystyrene yarn or PC yarn or PV yarn with this recycled fiber, and then we are manufacturing, we are using this fiber in our fabric also to some extent, not fully, to some extent. And about sustainability, we are doing a lot for this zero discharge effluent treatment plants. We are doing a lot of things for this water conservation,
we are doing for around 25 to 30% women recruitment within RSWM in workforce and in staff also. That is how we are doing sustainability throughout textile value chain. Sustainability is not a function. It's a kind of a strategy, and it's a concept. And it's a concept that how you want to take your organization forward for future, and how much you are concerned with the society. That is how we are taking up the sustainability within RSWM. Our senior management, our board is very much concerned with this sustainability within RSWM. And if you want to understand more of it, you can refer our annual report for 21-22.
Correct. Sir, last two points. Firstly, we have made an investment in properties to the tune of 30 crore. If you could give an understanding on the same, and also on the capacity addition that we have done for FY23, the capital work in progress of 183 crore, when is that going to get capitalized, and what kind of incremental turnover we expect? Yeah, two points to it. First is the investment in property at for rupees 30 crore. If you could explain,
actually this is reclassification of property. There is no new investment in property. There was an office for us at Mumbai, which was being used as our office. Since the space was surplus, finding it in excess capacity, we opted for letting it out, and therefore this is classified in investment property. That's it. We have not purchased any new property.
Thank you, sir. Due to time constraint, that was the last question of our question and answer session. That brings us to the end of the conference. On behalf of RSWM Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.